Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
What if I told you that high-performing people all tend to have the exact same healthy habits? Hello, what's up, and welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host and producer, Emily Durham, and damn girl, I'm very excited to get to today's episode because I self-identify as high-performing. I also coach very high-performing people, and I've worked with very high-performing people. And there is like a string of conscious and unconscious decisions that high performers and strong professionals make every single day when it comes to their personal lives and how they conduct themselves at work. And I took a lot of time this week to think about if I could make like a secret sauce or a formula that could break down exactly what these performing people do. Here is what I would say. And that's what today's episode is. I took this week off from my 9-to-5 job because I'm working on some pretty big, scary, but big stuff for my business. And to be honest, for the first time in the 4 years I've been online, I realized I could not handle both. That's probably a whole other episode. Maybe I'll make a YouTube video about that one. But without further ado, I have sat down for the last couple of hours to think about the habits of the high performers, the stuff that I do, the stuff that I see successful people do, my clients do, and that's what I want to share with you. So that's exactly what we're going to get into. Do not forget to smash the subscribe button. Do not forget to leave a rating and a review. It helps this show so much. Make sure you're sharing on socials if you're listening. Let's crack into this one. Yes, the three core pillars of life: mental health, physical health, office health. That's literally how I break it down. Trust me, all three of these things help a lot. I'm going to start with physical health, and I won't actually spend that much time on it because I'm preaching to the choir. Y'all already know this. But highly productive people and people who are great at what they do prioritize their physical health. They are not skipping lunch. They are not skipping the gym to work more because they know the more they take care of their bodies, the better they show up at work. In fact, there's a whole bunch of studies that actually back this up that I won't cite in detail, but maybe I'll pop them into the description of this episode because it is actually proven, like time over time, that they, or time and time again, rather, I think I just made up a phrase, that when you are taking care of your body, so you're going to the gym, you're eating healthy, you're not smoking, you actually have to take less sick time off of work. You show up to work more. It also improves our mental clarity and alertness, so the quality of our work is higher. It also improves the way that we interact with people. After we exercise, we have a rush of dopamine, that happy hormone running through our body and our brains. And we approach conversations and interpersonal interactions through a lens of being in a heightened and better mood. So we actually show up better at work. We show up more often at work, and we show up like our best selves. So highly productive people are prioritizing their physical health. For me, that doesn't mean I'm in the gym 7 days a week. It means I'm in the gym probably 4 to 5 days a week, but every single day I'm getting out for a nice long minimum 40-minute walk with my dog. It's as simple as that. I'm not running a marathon. I'm just getting my body moving. The other benefit of having exercise baked into your work routine is sleep. it actually really helps the way we sleep and improves our sleep regulation. There's a couple of reasons sleep is so important. Obviously, it is the time when our bodies are recharging and replenishing. It is actually the time we have the most new cell growth. So it's when our bodies are like literally recharging. But one of the other huge benefits of sleep is that many studies from psychologists, I believe, is it psychologists or is there a different word for people who study the brain? Okay, whatever, you can check me later on that. But basically, studies came out that show when we sleep, that's actually when we best process information. Best example of this is imagine you were studying for a big exam and you stayed up all night studying for that exam and you didn't get a lick of sleep. Not only would you be tired, which impacts how you think on the spot, but you didn't have the critical step in studying, which is sleeping, because that's when we actually process, digest, and store information the best. That's why your mother probably always said, don't make any rash decisions, just sleep on it. We'll talk about it in the morning. Your mother was right, dude. How we sleep impacts how we process information. It's actually how our brain categorizes and starts to digest the information we receive throughout the day. I often wake up in the middle of the night with my best podcast ideas, with my best content. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night feeling like I'm freaking Einstein. I wake up in the morning and I do my best thinking in the morning. That's because our brains are designed to process info while we sleep, like it's a system update on your iPhone overnight. So when you deprive your body of this, you are depriving your body of really good thinking time, okay? And goes without saying, proper nutrition. Like, I'm not a nutritionist. I am not going to sit here and like pretend that I live the most healthy, perfect lifestyle. What I am going to tell you is the better you fuel your body, the better your body performs. That is self-explanatory. It helps you in your work, your personal life, everything. In my opinion, it is almost impossible to have a strong, high-performing career when you are not prioritizing, yes, your physical health, but also, and sometimes most importantly, your mental health. Your mental health is a part of your holistic health. And I see so many people ignore their mental health needs and their emotional needs in the effort to try and perform the best at their company or take on the most work and be the most recognized. Your fantastic work and your ability to get promoted is never going to be more important than your mental health. And it's such a shame. Like, I always see people do this where they work themselves to the bone and they have no boundaries, no work-life balance, all for the sake of being seen as a top performer. It literally breaks my heart. So one of the things that is really important to think about when you're balancing your mental and emotional wellness is your stress management. I'm not going to talk about like actual mental illness and things that go deeper. That is something I'm not qualified to speak on. All I can tell you is I have struggled with anxiety for my whole life. So like, trust me when I say I get it, probably more than I would like to get it. But what I can talk to you about is your stress management. So if you have a high intensity job or you are a highly intense person because you want to perform, maybe you're a perfectionist, maybe you're gunning for a promotion, the worst thing you can do is let your stress take over and let your stress be something that is like the forefront of your life. And you know that the stress that you have for your job has gone too far when you're thinking about that job when you get home, when you're having a hard time falling asleep, when you're finding yourself not just getting Sunday scaries, but real life anxiety in the advance of the work week. So the best way to manage your stress, including exercise and diet, is to kind of detach your worth from your career. One of the ways you do this, and one of the reasons this is so important, is we're kind of raised in a society where we're told that our worth is determined by our productivity and it's determined by our career. That's why one of the first questions people ask you when they meet you is, what do you do for work? Like, you know what I mean? It is such a core part of how we evaluate somebody's like stance or status in society, which is super, super fucked up and just messed up, whatever. But one of the best ways you can navigate this is through mindfulness and meditation. I'm not on that hippy dippy stuff, okay? I could tell you that right now. I don't do the hippy dippy. What I do, okay, is real stuff that actually helps me. And meditation, I fought it for a long time. And it has significantly improved my life because it grounds me in this moment and it gives me perspective even when I don't think I need or want the perspective. It has been a huge, huge help for me. It doesn't mean that you wake up and need to meditate 30 times a day, but what it does mean is sometimes you step away from your desk, especially when you're stressed out. You focus on your breathing. You focus on, I don't know, like phoning a friend or being present in this moment, really just detaching your brain from the work you're doing and giving yourself perspective. You are stressed about something that probably is not life or death. You are stressed about something that probably won't matter in 3 years, probably not even in 3 days. So why are you letting your body get so worked up, releasing cortisol, all of your stress hormones, increasing the risk of you getting sick, like decreasing your mental wellness and your well-being for nothing? Because at the end of the day, it is just a job. So I really find that mindfulness really helps. But in addition to the mindfulness, none of that matters if you don't have the capacity to set boundaries. Oh, baby, I love a boundary. One thing about me, I love boundaries, okay? I was very bad at this early in my career, particularly when I worked at a bank, because that wasn't the kind of environment where boundaries were rewarded. What I realized was I needed to leave that industry and go to an industry that honored my boundaries a little bit more, which is why I've quite enjoyed tech and I've enjoyed that quite a bit. But even when I think about myself being an entrepreneur, it's very easy to find yourself working 15 hours a day because there's always something that could be done, especially when you're a one-person show. But you need to set boundaries with when you respond to emails, when you think about work. Like, when are you letting yourself think about work? Because you shouldn't be thinking about it on the weekends. Set boundaries in that you're not checking your emails on vacation. You're not checking your Slack messages when you're at the gym over lunch. You're making sure you properly take lunch. You say no when you are being handed too much work. Like, setting these boundaries is the difference between whether or not you are going to be able to sustain being a high performer or whether being a high performer is going to be, frankly, the thing that tears you down and destroys your career. Okay, so there's physical health, there's mental health and boundaries, and then there's also something that I'm kind of calling like office health. It's your personal growth and your development. I've heard this before, but people who perform really well in their careers or have very successful small businesses are obsessed with learning. I would actually argue the connecting quality between all of these people is a deep sense of curiosity. So what you need to do is get deep about your curiosity and continue to invest in your learning and development, because your career will stagnate the second you stop learning. It doesn't mean you need to change jobs every couple of years. But what it does mean is, how are you finding additional tasks and projects that can give you a new area of expertise or expand the way that you think? I do this personally by taking on additional projects outside of work. Like, my 9-to-5 job has been the same for 4 years. Yes, I continue to learn in it because there's always new challenges, but most of my learning in the last, like, at least year has come from my business, and I'm taking on new projects. I'm running new events. I'm experimenting with new content. That is what is making me a different thinker. And that is actually transferring over into my 9-to-5 because I'm approaching problems differently because I'm having different experiences. So invest in your learning and in your skill development. You can also do this through courses online like LinkedIn Learning. Maybe it's a podcast you're listening to. It doesn't need to be anything crazy, but it does need to be rooted in learning and growth. People who are also super highly productive are also typically in that position because they found a career that beautifully intersects what they like and what they're good at. So if you're finding it very difficult to be happy and high performing, you need to kind of sit with yourself and ask, is this like really the career that I want? And I'm not saying give up, but all I'm saying is, I'm sure I could be a high performing teacher, but I would hate teaching. I don't particularly like large groups of children. I don't particularly like all of the patience that you would need to do that. Like, that's not how I'm built. So if I were to be a teacher, and I technically would be a good teacher, as I'm sure I would be, but I was still unhappy with my work, I need to sit down with myself and ask, okay, why? Like, why am I feeling so strongly this way? So if you are in that situation, ask yourself, like, am I not naturally skilled at this, or am I not naturally someone who likes this? And sometimes it's okay to adjust your career from there, because when you find that career path that is like that beautiful intersection, it's not quite as painful. Like, you don't have to try quite as actively and quite as hard. And finally, people who are very, very high performing have good people around them. They have good mentors who tell them the truth. They have peers that challenge them. They like consistently, they put themselves in positions where they are not the smartest person in the room. I can tell you very honestly, I am not the smartest person in almost every single room I walk into. And if for whatever reason I think I'm the smartest person, I got to check my ego, because baby, there's no way. That is a scary thought if I'm the smartest person in the room. So really, like, if you think about how people who are very high performing and really good at what they do, like how they do it, so little of it is the work itself. I mean, obviously they need to pick careers they are inclined towards, they have to pick things they're decent at, but it's a lot about the hygiene of how they carry themselves and how they prioritize their health so they can show up well for work without burning out. Because at the end of the day, you cannot be productive on an empty tank, and you can't be a high performer on an empty tank. If you are someone who is looking to outperform your peers, to get promoted, to have a successful career, start with unpacking whether or not you are in a career field that genuinely makes you happy. And if it is, you need to focus on finding balance and setting boundaries and prioritizing you outside of work so you can show up as your best self at work. That is really like the healthy habit mantra or secret that you need to be following in order to be successful. I really hope this was helpful. This was a really fun one. You know, I love episodes like this where it's just like super honest, super raw. Don't forget to submit your questions. I will be answering those next week. So submit them in the link in the description, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. That was fun. I had a good time. I hope you had a good time too.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.